you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. You'll learn about adding Legos to your investment portfolio and how to sell them like a reselling arbitrage ninja. We talk about how to spot a good set to invest in and then how to get rid of them and cash in. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja Go, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with BrickFlips.com. Today, I'm going to go into a little bit of a deep dive into some investing in some Ninjago City Gardens sets. So, if you guys don't know, I mean, Lego has come out with their own particular theme. The theme is the Ninjago theme. They came out with it. It's actually the 10th anniversary this year in 2021. They were pushing a lot of the other themes, that back in the days when they started going into the themes, and they figured that they wanted to also try their own particular themes. And the one of the popular ones that stuck around is the Ninjago series. They did some movies on it. They did a bunch of stuff on it. It's they've come out with some pretty good sets. And this set that we're going to go over today is, it just came out not too long in 2021, right at the beginning. But I wanted to just do some comparison to some other similar sets in the Ninjago City catalog, just so you can get an idea of what the return on investment could potentially be with this. So let's pop right into it. I don't want to waste your time here just babbling away. If you're not sure, that this set is definitely it's a really big set. It's got quite a bit of pieces. The set number is 71741. It's got checking in at 5685 pieces. So this is quite a large set for this. It's got 19 minifigures in it. I mean, that's a lot of minifigures. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the other sets. I don't think they had that many. But one of the other cool things about it, let's just scroll right in here, is they have a limited edition Golden Woo in there. So that right there, for the minifigures alone, you know, I don't know how many sets, nobody knows except for Lego, how many sets are actually going to be available for this one. But just the fact that they have this limited edition Golden Woo in here. Now, limited edition means that they probably won't do it in another one. You probably can't get this other than buying this box in here. And as you can see, look at this. It's already out of stock in Lego as of today, which is, it is June 12th. I mean, this is quite popular. Now, I think you can definitely get it on Amazon. It is, and it's available on Amazon now. If you needed to get it, check out the link below. I'll have a link to this if you wanted to grab this set. I wanted to just kind of compare this to a lot of some of the other sets in the Ninjago catalog here. Basically have some similarity to it. I mean, they're not obviously the same, but they're sort of part of it. The first one is 70620. This is the Ninjago City. This one, I think, was the original one that came out. And then there's a dock set as well. So this one, I think they came out around the same time. I can't remember exactly, but I'll look at the charts and you can see what they do. So I really like this. I really like the new set because it's got a good value with it. I mean, the way that it's priced, the number of pieces, we'll go ahead over to my spreadsheet, but I think it's just under 6 cents. So if you're parting these out, the value is, you know, at the retail cost, it is about 5.25%, I think, for each piece. Now, this set, I really don't see this set being discounted heavily. Maybe this might be some Black Friday deals on this. We can get 20% off, maybe 25% off, you know, with Amazon or some other retailers. But I don't see this one being heavily discounted. I can't imagine that Lego, because of these high valued sets, I can't imagine Lego making a ton of these compared to like a smaller set. This is the 10th anniversary of Lego Ninjago, so who knows? I mean, personally, I think it's a really cool set. I mean, if you guys know me, I mean, I'm into Legos. I don't really collect the Ninjago ones. I'm a big Star Wars fan, but this is pretty cool. I mean, I love the colors of it. I'm into Asian kind of stuff, so I like the, you know, the kind of the Asian theme it has to it as well. It's really nice looking set. I mean, display in this would be great, you know, if you had a set. Plus the amount of minifigures in here. I mean, I know the Woo figure is definitely limited edition. There might be a couple other ones in there that, you know, you might not be able to find, or you have to really kind of piece together. Maybe there's a few other ones in here. Maybe there's one or two in there that you might have a little difficulty finding. You know, when we measure this up against some of the other sets in here, as far as the investment, this is, I would say this is investable. I would say that I wouldn't go too deep in this because of the high price for it is what you're going to get. So it's going to price a lot of the people out of the market later on when they're going to invest in these higher sets. I mean, I do buy quite a bit of them myself. They're not something that I'm stocking up, like, you know, 100 or 200 of them at once. This one, you know, as far as the value of it, it's really good. So let's go take a look at some of the numbers here. So the original Ninjago set was basically, it's sort of close to the value of it now, except the piece count was really small. It was a little bit smaller. So it came in at over 6 cents per piece. So as you can see, at 5.25%, this has got a lot more value as far as if you're going to be parting this out. So if you're a seller, if you've never sold before, you know, my focus here mainly is on just full sets. You know, I might sell a few used sets here and there. I don't part anything out. I think that's a fantastic a business model, though, and I will definitely yield to those who are doing the parting out, as far as the experts in that. But I still look at the piece count, and this is ultimately what, if you're going to be parting out, this is the number that you want to look at. So anything below this, if you can get 20% off, obviously this is going to go down a little bit in there. But if you're looking at the retail set of this, and if you wanted to sell it as it is, as a new box, you know, this has got some pretty good value, you know, for it. But I'm, as an investor, I'm looking at the return on investment is and how long it takes to get to that. And I got to be honest with you, this is not, if I'm going by the data of the old sets, I'm not really too excited about the return on investment and the actual, the time that it's taken to get there. Now, I conservatively put in $850. But if you go into your Keeper charts right here, so if you don't know what Keeper is, check out my other video. I just did a video on Keeper, on how to use it. So check it out if you want to get some more information on it. But ultimately, I just look at the comparison of the actual numbers in here, you know, how this set was doing in here. So if we're going to go back and look at the data from this, right? So this was retired right around here. As you can see, you know, it's kind of in and out of stock, but it ultimately retired in this area right here. And then it didn't have as sharp of a upslope as I like to see for some of these sets. To be honest with you, when I'm looking at the data, I'm trying to compare this as to apples. And obviously this is a different set than this. So, I mean, you can't really ultimately do it, but this is close enough that I'm going to use this to see the popularity of this type of stuff right here. Now, this one didn't come out as a 10th anniversary. It also, you know, it's got less pieces to it and less minifigures. I don't know how many exactly in here. Let's see if it tells you in here. But this doesn't, 16 minifigures in this one. So this one's got 19. So it's close to the minifigures, but this one has the golden one in here. So I still like it because it does have, the price per piece is low, but I'm not going to be grabbing this stuff until I see it at a discount. So if I'm getting this at 20% off, you know, I'm going to want to see this. I'm probably going to want to see some deal at that percentage. So let's take a look at, I should have this up in my spreadsheet, but if I can get this somewhere, you know, 20% off at like $239, even two, I think I would even go $250. I think I'd be in on a lot of these. I'd say at least 10 of them for me. You know, these are going to be good value, I think, down the road. But you have to remember too, is that if you're going to invest in this stuff, you have to be able to park your money for a long time for it to get some of this. So as you can see, this one right here, this was released in 2017. So essentially, you know, it's 20, these are from 2021, this number right here. So this actually took 4 years to get to this number right here. Now, because of the exclusivity of this and the anniversary of Ninjago, you know, I can see that this can shoot up a little bit more once it retires, but this took about 2 years to retire. So we're not looking at a retirement, maybe 2023 for this, maybe a little bit longer. Maybe it's a shorter cycle because they want to have some exclusivity, but you never know with Lego. They want to just really get everybody happy and stuff. So they don't always think like investing. They're not making them here for the investments of it. But ultimately, I would still do this. I would, I really wouldn't go too heavy on this one myself. I am not going a lot on these ones, but I do like it because it does have the exclusive minifigure. It is, you know, it is the 10th anniversary of it, so that has some collectability value to it, I think. Ultimately, I would definitely, you know, try to get this at least, you know, somewhere around 15 to 20% off. And just remember that this just came out. So if you're looking at this video in 2021, this thing just really just came out. Even when I see it at a discount, I'm not sure if I'm going to buy it at that point, unless I want to just sell, you know, open it up and sell the minifigures, maybe get some of my money back and just part it out or sell the rest of it, as you can do that as well. But really, that's what I think of this deal. Hit the subscribe button down below and visit our website, brickflips.com. And I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.